WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today we hear from Steve Root, who's trying to bridge the gap between graffiti artists and the community in the Southside Flats.
Steve Root moved to Pittsburgh's Southside in 2006, and right away, he knew he wanted to get involved in the community and make connections. Root is a psychotherapist and social worker by trade, but remains a sculptor and photographer at heart. He's always held an interest in the arts, including street art. So in 2007, he founded the volunteer group Graffiti Watch, with backing from the Southside Community Council.
Our intention was never to eliminate graffiti. It's not possible. It's part of the culture. It's everywhere in every country. But I think we needed to manage it and really sort of establish, in my mind, was a dialectic between us and the graffiti artists.
He says the Southside's vandalism problem is much more manageable now than it was 10 years ago, but still, Root says, painting over graffiti with plain gray squares began to seem like a waste of time.
Other artists I know, street artists, they kept jagging me about painting over graffiti, and I just got to a point where I said, we got to do public art, have murals. And so for the past year, we've been working on developing this project, Southside Public Art.
Graffiti Watch and the Southside Community Council commissioned a series of murals to be painted along a long cinder block wall on Fox Way between 20th and 21st Streets. The first one was completed in April. The next three were unveiled just a few weeks ago. One of those murals was painted by Matt Spar, a Plum-based artist whose work clearly reflects his street art beginnings. Spar's piece features winged eyeballs floating across a surreal cityscape, all done in bold lines and bright, eye-catching colors. It's his first mural. At the unveiling event, he was still up on the scaffolding, making some last-minute tweaks to his work as a DJ blared music down the alley.
He's very hands-on. He seems to have like a personal investment in what's going on with the murals. He's just not like a typical building owner, property owner. He's down here every day, like seeing the progress. Not like checking up on us, not like bossing us or anything like that, but just showing up and just like seeing how things are progressing and giving us encouragement and stuff like that.
Spar says he had only heard stories of Root as a hardline graffiti buster before the mural project, but now he calls him a solid dude. He says he appreciates that Root is trying to connect graffiti artists with the community at large.
I don't know if there will ever be like 100% reconciliation between, property owners and people who like to write on their property. Probably not, you know what I mean? But we're trying to do what we can do. We're just trying to take like a step in the right direction.
Since the unveiling, lots of other Pittsburgh area artists have contacted Root in hopes of having a space in the South Side for their own work. And Root says the community council is looking into providing them with walls to paint on. Root says someday he'd love to be able to hold walking tours of murals throughout the South Side.
We were trying to keep this going. It's not like just a one-time thing. We're trying to sort of have this now become part of the culture of the South Side in Pittsburgh.
I'm Noah Brode, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.